Using Your Marbles, a mini educational podcast by Creative Marbles Consultancy.
Hi, I'm Jill Yoshikawa, and I recently sat down with Art Baird, my business partner and the CEO of our company, to discuss financial aid.
Most parents are asking us, how do we get our kids to apply for scholarships? So what would you tell them?
Because the student doesn't have a great deal of financial education, and in many cases, even parents, maybe that's more of an American phenomenon than not, lack fundamental financial knowledge, it becomes very difficult to promote the idea of a shared responsibility in the relation to the financing or paying for in general of a college degree or any other educational expense or any expense for that matter. So a lot of it has to do really with the parents having worked with their children consistently based on the work they've done for themselves to understand the value of something, the cost of something, you know, just financial knowledge.
What would you give to a family who is a senior and is facing college in the fall on financing the next 4 years or potentially five?
Well, first they have to know the bottom line. What are they facing? You have your freshman year expense, which is short term, closer. Say you're in May and you're going away in August. You have an idea of what your expenses are going to be for, say, the first 12 months. And then those expenses are going to grow in education faster than inflation. And that what that means is that the total cost of education is going to rise greater than the rise in the cost of almost everything else that you buy. And where we're talking about 7 to 8% increase in costs. So then you forecast what you perceive to be the inflated expense going forward for 3 years, and you get a total amount. You could do it that way, or you could live year to year. Some people tragically live month to month. What I would suggest is you at least try to plan for the first year and even try to forecast what your 4 years of expenses are going to be. And then you have a general ballpark figure of what you're going to be facing as far as total expense. Once you have that ballpark figure of what you're going to be facing as a total expense, then how are you going to pay for it? And first, you can look at how you're going to pay for that, maybe out of your existing cash flow, which basically would be the amount of cash that comes through your house via all income sources, and that is left over after you pay for all of your expenses. If you have an excess amount of cash within your current budget, which would be considered savings now, and you may have been saving up to that point, then how much from that savings are you going to take? You're going to increase your monthly expenses. And are you going to be able to pay for that given your income stream? Or are you going to have to take from savings? Or are you going to have to increase the amount of income you have? Or is Johnny going to get income either through scholarships or a part-time job or work study, et cetera, et cetera? These are just planning type questions. What is my total income? Again, this is why it's so important to get a sense of your own finances. What is my income? What is going to be the increase in my expenses and over 4 years, and how am I or working with Johnny going to pay for that? These kind of conversations are what's going to get the ball rolling, you will, and the end result is going to ease the tension.
For more information, please visit facebook.com/creativemarbles. Copyright Creative Marbles Consultancy, 2012.